Life Audio.
A Prayer to Grasp the Fullness of God's Love by Alicia Headley, read by Leah Martin. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the Lord's people, to grasp how wide and how long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Ephesians 3:17-19. From the day we're born, we all have a thirst and hunger to be full, to be whole, to be complete, to be loved. We live in a fallen world and are born into this world as fallen, broken, not quite whole people. Many of us search to satisfy this love longing through the things of this world, whether it's love from other people or trying to achieve a great amount of success or just filling our lives with distraction after distraction, we're left still feeling hungry and thirsty for more. We will either be graspers of God's love or graspers for lesser loves of this world. What would your life begin to look like if you grasped the fullness of God's love, rather than spending your days trying to frantically grasp at other things? What if you begin to stop grasping the shaky things of this world and start grasping onto the unshakable love of God? In today's scripture, Paul is praying for all of us to fully understand how to grasp the fullness of God. But it's impossible to grasp the fullness of God without grasping the fullness of God's love. When we grasp His love for us, we become rooted and established. We become rooted and established in Him as our solid foundation, our everlasting water. We may think in our human flesh that the things of the world will satisfy us, but they never do. For if these lesser, temporary loves of the world satisfied us, then we'd have no need for our God. His love is the only love that will fill us full. It's not until we experience and know God's love that surpasses all knowledge that we'll be truly made full. Let's pray today to grasp onto the lasting, fulfilling, ever-satisfying fullness of God's love. Dear Father, we know we've been taught about your love for us. We know and believe that you sent your very own Son to die a brutal death for us thousands of years ago on the cross because you loved us, according to John 3:16. But Lord, will you show us how to fully grasp your love for us and begin to live our lives from a place of love? Will you bring to us scripture revealing your love for us? Today's verse highlights that your love for us is one that is so large that it can't be measured. How wide and how long and how high and how deep is your love for us? Thank you for loving us, every part of us. Lord, we ask that you fill the broken cracks and empty holes of our lives, the places where we're chasing other people and things to satisfy. We ask that you forgive us today for leaning on lesser loves rather than relying on you, our one true love. We want to love you and live our lives loving you and only you as this world leaves us still thirsty for more. Thank you, Lord, that you loved us so much that you haven't given up on us, that while we're chasing for fulfillment elsewhere, you're waiting right here beside us, ready to fill us. Thank you that in you, we will never be thirsty again. John 4:14. We choose today to stop frantically grasping and chasing other loves as we begin to abide in the power of truly grasping your love to fulfill us. We empty everything out as we leave room for you to fill us on the fullness of your unconditional love. In your name we pray. Amen.
Everyone wants to change the world. Capital Ministries is doing just that, one heart at a time, by creating disciples of Jesus Christ among political leaders in the U.S. and foreign nations. For more than 25 years, founder Ralph Drollinger has written Bible studies specifically for public servants. Study along with us and learn what the Bible says about capitalism, communism, abortion, same-sex marriage, and other contemporary issues. Subscribe and follow us at lifeaudio.com or search Capital Ministries on your favorite podcast platform.